For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has issued an emergency declaration for California, allowing counties affected by wildfires to get federal assistance. The declaration highlights a massive fire in Redding that's doubled its size in one day. One woman says her two children and their great-grandmother were killed, which raises the death toll to five people. Cal Fire Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox says the extreme weather is what makes this fire so dangerous.
We're seeing fire behavior in this part of California that's never been witnessed by firefighters in a generation.
On Thursday, vicious winds blew the flames into the city of Redding. Thousands of residents scrambled to flee as the fire torched block after block of neighborhoods. Most have not been allowed back into the evacuation area to see if their homes survived. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
CBS Chairman Les Moonves is facing sex-related allegations. An article in The New Yorker alleges that six women said he sexually harassed them. Moonves acknowledged to the magazine there were times decades ago when he may have made some women uncomfortable. The man behind the InfoWars website, Alex Jones, has been suspended from Facebook for alleged bullying and hate speech. The conspiracy theorist's personal profile was banned for 30 days after it was found to have uploaded four videos published on pages that went against community standards. Those videos have been removed, and InfoWars and Jones's pages are close to being unpublished due to community standards violations, according to a Facebook statement. YouTube also removed Alex Jones' videos earlier this week and said his InfoWars website faced permanent removal. InfoWars has not commented. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The lawyer for Stormy Daniels was back in court. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
At Friday's hearing on former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's request for a gag order against the lawyer for adult film star Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti says he's confident the gag order will not be approved against him. And he says more women will be coming forward who say they've received hush payments from either Cohen for Trump or by National Enquirer publisher AMI, a supporter of Trump.
As soon as those clients green light me to release information and details relating to their prospective cases, I will release that information.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump's Health and Human Services Department appointee resigned on Friday after a flux of controversies regarding anti-Muslim statements and spreading conspiracies. Samina Barreto, appointed in December to a communications post, was placed on leave in April following media reports that she used social media to spread conspiracy theories about a supposed pizza shop sex ring and made inflammatory remarks about Muslims. After issuing a public apology, Barreto returned to work but was removed from her post as Deputy Director of Communications and reassigned to Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families. Barreto's resignation is the third from the HHS following Gavin Smith, a communications staffer who publicly attacked lawmakers and reporters, and Tim Clark, who served as a White House liaison. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.